I have to preface by saying that I find these Divrei Torah for myself to be uplifting, and they give me chizuk. So I thank everyone for giving me the impetus for doing this Divrei Torah. By you listening, it gives me the reason to do it day in, day out. I want to share with you a beautiful vart from the Nesivas Shalom. The Nesivas Shalom points out the Gemara in Menacho says that it tells us by the Ola, Yishe Reach Nichoach LaShem, and it says by the Mincha, Yishe Reach Nichoach LaShem. The both of them, it's a sweet smell to God. Somehow it's pleasant to God. So of course the question that jumps out is the Ola and the Mincha could not possibly be more different. The Ola is a full animal, it's Kalil Hashem, it goes up completely to God. It's a great gift to God. What's the Mincha? The Mincha is a little bit of flour mixed with oil that goes to God. How are they both Ola Yishe Reach Nichoach LaShem? How are they both sweet to God? And the Gemara says, Echra Marbe, Echra Mamet, Belvad Shechav Min Libo L'Shamayim. That really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether or not the person is giving a lot or a little, but so much, so long as it's coming from the heart and it's directed to God, that's all that matters. And so, big karban, little karban, it's all a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Islanimer points out that really, at the heart of what the Gemara is telling us is the essence of Judaism. Judaism is from the heart, and it has to be from the heart. It can't just be that we go through the motions, but when I give it, I'm giving a sacrifice of myself. Something for me, I'm saying that I'm investing myself in my spirituality. That's what it's all about. He then continues by connecting it beautifully to Pesach. He says, when the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt, it says, "Vayotzein Hashem Mitzrayim, lo al yedei malach, lo al yedei saraf, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo." It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo comes, and he's the one that redeems the Jewish people. Says the Slanimer, why? Why did God have to do it? He could have sent the angels. This answer is a beautiful, beautiful answer. He says that when the Jewish people were in Egypt, we're told that Egypt was full of Gilulei B'nai Yisrael, the idols of the Jewish people. It wasn't just the idols of the Egyptians, but it was Jewish idols. If a malach had come, if a seraph had come down and seen it, he said, these are the people that were taken out of Galus. How could it be? They're over there, Avodah Zara. God comes down and says, yes, externally, I see that you're over the Avodah Zarah, but I can see in your heart, I could see in the depths of the soul and the heart of the Jewish person is that dedication, that commitment, that passion, and that love for God. And yes, it might be eroded through years of misuse, but there's a diamond hiding underneath it. I think that for myself, I've found that some pieces of my Avodas Hashem have been somewhat awoken through the isolation that comes through what we're living through right now. I find myself that there's a shiur that's going on. I might not have gone before. I give my own shiurim, but I go on in. There's a kumzitz, not necessarily my thing, but I jump in. My davening is something that it's not, I just run in, run out, but it's something that it's timed and it's mindful. Why? Because at the end of the day, these times have heightened our awareness of the fact that God is so ever-present in our lives. And so during these challenging times, I think our heart is woken. God willing, we should see a Yeshua very quickly. But when we see that Yeshua, we shouldn't forget that Libo Rachmanibai, that God needs to see our hearts.